And now, The Very Sad Dragon by Erna Torney Chapman. In China, far away, lived a dragon who was very, very sad. When he was young, he had been in so many battles and bouts that all that was left of him was his head and his tail. He tried to fill in the space in between, but nothing looked right. He tried Paschetti.
Too skinny.
He tried a pipe.
Too straight and fat.
He tried wire.
Too curly.
He tried shaving cream.
Too fluffy.
Some little children watching him felt sad too, but one of them said,
Maybe we can help you.
So they each put a rainbow over their heads and stood in between his head and his tail. And he was so grand. Now the dragon was ready for a battle or a bout. But all the warriors were retired, and all the other dragons were gone. Now the dragon was sad again. But the children said,
Let's have a parade!
So the dragon started walking down the street. And along came a band. Some flags, some retired warriors, and some clowns and balloons. So the dragon was never sad again, because as long as there were children and rainbows, he could always have a parade.
Well, you know how I love a parade, Aunt Sally. I'll have to invite the Rainbow Dragon to my next one.
And me too. Do you see what time it is, Princess Tamalfa?
Ooh, time to go.
And remember to tune in next week to Aunt Sally's Story Shop. Same time, same station. We'll be looking for you.
Goodbye. Bye. Sally's Story Shop is a creation of Gail Whittenmeyer Mills and Lily Iona Susi.